So it's the Iron Skillet. We're back with another Sunday side dish. And today we're going to talk about a topic that I feel like in hip hop completely gets ignored. But I was reading a book and I'm going to start with a piece of the quote and then we can kind of open up our conversation.
Nerd.
Yeah, whatever. Nerd. Call me a nerd. I don't care. I'm a teacher. So the quote says, "Vulnerability is a magnet. Keep your barriers down. Sensitivity and vulnerability is the quickest way to build strong connections with people, and when you wear them with confidence, others can't use them against you."
That's heavy.
Fire, right?
I love that shit.
So much stuff.
So, who's going to take it?
All right.
I got two things.
All right, go ahead. Go, Bull.
I got two things that I drew from that.
You got it.
One, how you're saying that, you know, you use your vulnerability, people can't use it against you. When you say that, I think of Eminem from 8 Mile.
100%.
How, you know, he knew what they were going to say against him, so he said it first type
yeah,
shit.
Tight.
So you lead with like your that. Flaws.
Yeah.
I do that often.
Yeah.
And then that'll thing. Make your, yeah.
It's
that'll
all
make
good.
You more confident in the other aspects.
Yeah.
Another thing I took from that is you said it's not as prevalent in hip hop, and I think it is in some aspects.
Yeah.
Like some bigger artists, you don't see their flaws like we talked about earlier, people showing their early come-ups.
Yeah.
But I feel like in the past couple of years, there's a niche in hip-hop that's been coming up, the Lil Peeps, the, you know, the Juice WRLDs or this or that, where they have more depressing, vulnerable music, more emotional music, I'll put it that way, that kind of
they capitalize
connects with the listener in that vulnerable way.
For sure.
So I feel like, yes, it is a magnet and it can build relationships. And you know.
So like real world example of this, and I know everyone's experienced this. That's why I'm about to pitch this to you. So it's like we talk about how these vulnerabilities and these deep things that we share are what bond us, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So who's ever been to a house party, gotten super hammered, and then it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and you're having these deep conversations with people.
Yo, why does that happen?
With people that you would never share this stuff with.
Why does that happen?
Right?
It happened like last week, me and Logan were crying.
Yo, we were. What were we doing?
We
were like in the middle of nowhere, just me and
we're not
you.
Talking about that.
Okay.
But the thing, the reason why I bring that up is because I can't tell you how many friends I've made in those moments where it's like you start to see someone for truly who they are, but they would never have showed you that if it wasn't for, you know, being able to have had the ability to kind of let go of their insecurity, right?
Right. Yeah.
But like when you compare that to music, it's the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Like when you let that go and you really just like share and you're honest and you're open, you might not reach a million people. You might only reach 1,000, but the 1,000 people that you reach, it's ride or die.
Yeah.
It's a wrap.
That's a good point.
Yeah. It's kind of like when you, I mean, like if you drop your walls, people feel more like inclined to drop their walls.
Yeah.
You know?
100%.
Especially when they perceive you at a level that's like higher than them or more secure or confident than them, then to see you do it is more reassuring for that person. I definitely believe that 110%.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, this woman, Brené Brown, she has a lot of really good books. Like one of them is like Daring Greatly, and she talks a lot about vulnerability and how like it's easy. Like the analogy that she gives is like the people that are vulnerable, that are like really being honest and wearing everything out in the open, are the people that are in the arena and they're like fighting the fight. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying the people that judge that, they don't even have a right to judge because they're on the outside looking in. Like, you're being fake. You're sharing half of your story.
Yeah.
So it's like you're not even in this arena with me. So it's like you may, from the outside looking in, be able to poke fun at me. But, like, at the end of the day, like, you're not as strong as I am.
Right.
You can't do what I can do.
The Definitely person poking not. Fun can't handle it when it's flipped around.
Exactly. 100%. So
I feel like the word vulnerability is like frowned upon, you know? People try and make it a bad
word. It's associated with negative.
Yeah.
Right.
Weakness.
Absolutely. Yeah, with weakness.
Yep, there it is.
Which is, I don't think that's, I don't think it should be that way. I think it's the exact opposite.
It's the exact opposite in certain cases. I personally think it's a double-edged sword. There's pros to vulnerability and showing your vulnerability, like Shator just mentioned, to where, like, so you would gain a bunch of fans who are genuinely trying to relate to you, but at the expense, you're going to also gain people who are going to poke fun. Or let's say you got those people who are small-minded out there who are like, oh, your hardships are not to be measured with my hardships because I went through something way more detrimental than you did. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Then you're in competition with another person who's like really, really had it bad. You know what I'm saying? It's not really a competition. It's not to be measured. Like, I used to talk to people about this all the time because, like, there's a lot of spoiled people in my life. You know what I'm saying? People who are given everything, people who are handed everything. And when I compare and juxtapose the two different lifestyles, I constantly am combated with, it's not comparable. Because genuinely, it's not comparable. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really not. Somebody who, even if you did come from money, your hardships were still equally as hard as mine were because that was the only thing you knew.
Right.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I feel what you're saying.
From that standpoint.
And I'm gonna get this out and then I'm gonna throw it to you.
Okay.
But like, I feel like that's something I constantly have to remind myself of. It's like, no matter what your depiction is of someone else's hardship or struggle or pain,
mm-hmm.
it is the hardest, the most struggling, and the most painful thing they've experienced. So to them, that's equal to whatever yours is.
Right.
And you can't try to convince somebody that it's less than just because it, from the outside looking in, it doesn't look as bad.
Exactly.
It still feels just as bad to them.
Right.
So like, but the thing is, like, I'm a super compassionate person and I'm very understanding. So it's like, for me, it's easy for me to take a step back and be like, look, no matter what it looks like, I can understand that that's how you feel. And I can like approach you from that mindset as opposed to being like, that's not that bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
exactly.
But I don't know, Yellow, what do you think about the whole...
I mean, that's something a lot of people can't do. Like, I respect you for doing that too. A lot of people just can't do that as well though.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you said, it's like back to like the whole rich thing. Let's say somebody did come from money, but let's say all they got in return was money, but they didn't get their parents' time. That is still a form of neglect that can shape you in a negative way.
Right.
Opposed to someone who, let's say they're getting, you know, beat up by their parents every day. You got your parents there every day, but it wasn't in a positive reflection.
Yeah.
So at the same time, like Logan was saying, it's kind of like it's a double-edged sword because you're not going through the same things, but at the same time, you are.
Yeah.
Because you can't just shower somebody with money and be like, I was there for you. It's like,
not really.
No, you can't.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Opposed to the mom and dad that goes to their kids every game but can barely buy them clothes.
Yeah. 100%.
You know what I'm saying?
100%.
But when that person does get, you know, able to, you know, support themselves, they're going to make sure their family is straight because they're like, I got love opposed to just money or whatever. Like, that's something that you can't really explain to someone.
Yeah, no, 100%.
You know what I mean? So 100%. When it comes to being vulnerable, like, I agree with you guys too, but it's kind of hard for me too because it's like, you can be vulnerable, but it has to be...
You feel like it's a certain extent?
Yes. It's like you almost have to pick and choose who you're being vulnerable to.
Oh,
because
yeah.
When I'm talking to somebody, like me talking to you,
mm-hmm.
the way that your reflections are, I know I can be vulnerable talking to you because you understand.
Yeah.
So I could mention something. I could be, let's say I just met a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
I can be vulnerable, but I'm going to give them 1% of vulnerability.
Yeah.
I'm going to see how they take that 1%. And if they can't take it well, they're not going to get any more.
Yeah.
But if they understand what it means to, you know what I'm saying, reciprocate that, I'm going to keep on going with 100%. Being vulnerable. You know what I mean?
100%.
So in essence, I think it's very beneficial to be vulnerable, but at a detrimental price. Because even if you were to, you know, build the confidence up, put something out, and like I was telling Yellow before we started this whole episode, like, I don't know where to draw the line at when I'm being vulnerable. If I'm writing a personal song that's really about, like, real-life experiences, I don't know what's too much for people to handle, you know what I'm saying? Because I lived it.
Right.
I've came over certain things that other people didn't have to go through in their life, so they might not be able to register that shit or even fathom or comprehend it. So for me to just say it nonchalant in a song might be too much for certain people to handle, and it might be a deterrent. Like, if I'm saying some shit and I'm leading up to the big bang in the song, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Let's say, because hardships in your life are compiled together of a bunch of different days, or like, let's say weeks, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Let's say I'm rapping about what happened this week, shit, fucking lost my Ray-Bans, bam. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
just
yeah,
an
yeah.
example, I lost my fucking Ray-Bans,
yeah.
fucking dog ate my homework, and then I say some shit like, shit,
crazy.
My girlfriend sucked 37 dicks. Like, people in the sequence, and I'm dead
That's
ass.
On the
okay,
news.
Okay.
I'm dead ass. Anyways. In the sequence of events, people are going to be like, oh, shit, he crossed the line, bro. I got to cut this song off. That's my biggest insecurity about being vulnerable is, like, just what is going to be deterring for certain people in the mass of people listening to my music.
Right.
I feel like, Logan, you're very vulnerable in your music because you don't give a fuck, you know?
Well, thank you. I'm glad that
I'm
portrayed that way.
You don't give a fuck about what people are going to think or say about you. You do you, you know? I don't know.
Oh,
I feel like
that's a good
way of being vulnerable.
It is.
Like,
it's like just not caring.
Well,
you know?
Like,
fuck what people think.
Yep.
And my question to everyone is, like, and to you is, like, mm-hmm. So I've had songs where I've been scared to put them out. Like,
same. All
but
the time.
Luckily, like, I'm surrounded by so many people that support my art and what I do, and I can vet them, and, like, they can be like, you gotta do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the thing, that's that thing that you're scared to let everyone else see is what's going to make everyone, like, connect you more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I've put those songs out there, and they are the best songs that I've done, you know what I mean? But it didn't mean that I wasn't terrified when I hit, like, go public, go live. But, like, from the outside looking in, it's like when you think about things that really mean something to you, what really means something to you? Is it something that's just surface level, like I'm a party, I'm gonna have a good time? Is it music, like when you think about music that's timeless, that brings up an emotion when you hear it, it's probably not just like a surface level song.
A party level
it's
song.
Probably something that was like, that made you feel like whenever you went through what you went through in your life,
heartfelt shit. That
they
gives
also
heartfelt
went
shit
through
and other people can relate to. That's definitely
you,
why
like
I
that
write
shit that gives
song.
You chills. You know?
Yeah, that's definitely what I want to do because I've been touched by many other artists before me, and I think it's only my place by playing my part to do the same for other people who are to come. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
It's me playing my part.
So just think about whenever you're doing anything, just think about like really what you're trying to put out into the world and like what example you want to be, because if showing a little bit of your pain and your struggle is going to help someone else, for me that's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Like to me, but that's just for me personally. You know,
another thing too though which separates me from you, Shatora, is that you were like, I play these songs for other people and they'll be like, you got to put it out. I stopped a year and a half ago running my shit by anybody else.
Yeah.
And I think
that.
You guys can all understand why, because I don't want the biased opinion from somebody else who is not me. It's just that simple. Like,
I get that.
You know what I'm saying? You're not, we're all artists. So it's not to be measured from like, it's not to be measured in better or worse. You know what I'm saying? It's just different.
For sure.
And not different. So for me to be like, yo, Yellow, listen to the song, what do you think? And you got a whole different style of music, you know what I'm
right.
saying? You're going to give me a different opinion on how I'm feeling.
That goes against the whole way that you even made the song.
Exactly. And if I value your opinion or even let that sink in too long for me, the song might never come out.
That's true.
That is so true. And I think it's a side dish on a side dish again, but like a lot of artists cripple themselves from aspects like that. I used to do that a lot early upcoming as an upcoming artist. And run my shit by my older brother or other people who are around me who weren't even artists. And they'd be like, oh, you could have did better here.
Exactly.
You could have did better here. And then the song would never come out, bro. Then I finally told myself, fuck that shit, bro.
Yep.
Nobody can tell me anything about my art.
I do the same thing.
I haven't written anything by anybody in a year and a half. I'll come in here and record a song, and it'll be vulgar, and it'll say the wildest shit ever. And Brandon will look at me, and he'll shake his head. Brandon will look at me, and he'll shake his head like this. And I just keep it moving, bro.
Yeah.
The song's still coming out, bro. I don't care what the fuck you got to say, Brandon.
No, that's true because the other day you were recording
Kombucha.
Kombucha, yeah.
Unreleased.
And it was me, Haley, and Bull in here, and we all looked at each other like, damn.
You really gonna put this out?
And yeah.
Yeah.
What do you guys say? Bull, you haven't talked much on this
topic.
Side-ish.
All right. Let's jump back to vulnerability.
All right.
Let's get off the Logan's.
You got it.
Crazy vulgar lyrics.
Hater.
I'm not hating. I just, you know.
You're a hater.
Hey, that's a side dish for another side dish. Anyways, back to vulnerability. I feel like there's different kinds of vulnerability. You know, you could, of course, you could feel vulnerable emotionally, but also you could feel vulnerable just being not as confident in something, or you got to do something, but you're not as confident, so you're vulnerable at that. And I think in those cases, embracing the vulnerability will get you through it and probably show you a lot about yourself, or, you know, something that you haven't seen before.
For sure.
When we were first started performing, probably almost 15 years ago now, early teenage years, you know, we were very vulnerable because we didn't know what we were doing. But embracing it, embracing being scared and just doing it, or, you know, facing whatever it is you're vulnerable at or you got fears of, that's how you level up.
Facts.
That's a good one.
I like that.
If you guys have any questions, please submit them at theironskillet05@gmail.com. Check us out on theironskilletpodcast.com.
Hey, one also, if you guys want to hear us talk about something, send in some topics.
For
definitely.
Sure.
Yeah.
Ironskillet05@gmail.com.
Yeah. Send in the topics. You might hear it on the next episode.
Send in some topics. Leave us a 5-star review if you like what we do. We love you guys. We'll see you next Sunday. Peace.
Oh, bless.